This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Big story today, big money for a guy I don't think deserves it, quite frankly. So, yeah, man, Brock Purdy gets paid. Diana Rossini, Tom Pelissero had it first. What's the guaranteed component on this?
181.
But it, altogether, the sticker shock is, what, 260?
265 over 5 years, which, again, averages out to $53 million per year. And what'd we say? He was, what, seventh highest paid quarterback in the NFL per average value now.
As I said, for a guy that threw 20 touchdowns and 12 interceptions, I mean, that's, you know, as I said, that's like 1979 quarterback numbers. Hey, look. I was just talking to Steve Weiss, our good buddy from NFL Network, on Twitter, because he was posting about it. I just thought, and you know, I said, make him sing for his supper. You know, like, why do you have to outbid yourself? Now, if he balls out and he throws for like 4,500 yards and 36 touchdowns, okay, the price goes up. I get that. I was just of the opinion, look, let him play. If he kills it, you can still always have the option of the franchise tag. Not optimal, I get. But I just would never sign off on that. Steve Weiss says, no way. They love him and know what he means to this offense. He was going to get paid. Damn good player for them.
Well, and now the question is he the game-changer playmaker that they're going to need him to be? Because you lose Deebo Samuel. You're counting on Ricky Pearsall now. Juwan Jennings, guys like that. You mentioned it. I don't know how long Brandon Ayuk is going to be there, if he's going to be there, if McCaffrey can stay healthy. Kittle, is his career still plateauing at the top, or is he starting to slide? If any of those things are true, you need Purdy to pick up the extra slack. I would not have counted on him to be that guy, but they are now in that position where they need him to be a difference maker.
You know, that just shows you, and Abe, if you know, it's, I'll give you, give me like the lightning round version. If you missed the start of the show, we were talking about this article that came out. Who was it? Was it Canizzaro? Who wrote the article talking about?
Graziano.
Is it Canizzaro, Graziano? Was it Barzini or was it Tattaglia? Who approached you? No, but it was an article that was written nationally talking about Kirk Cousins and what are the Falcons doing. They're being stubborn. And here's where we're at. Now, you could argue the odds of this happening are kind of like, you know, let's be honest, getting struck by lightning. But if somebody gets hurt, Abe basically went through all the teams that have got hot garbage as a backup. So real quick, give the folks, in other words, this would be a team, if anything happens between now, and this could be somebody falling off a curb to getting hurt in a preseason game, that would need a quarterback.
And I'll go quick. These are 20 teams that you and I kind of similarly agree feel like they have a shot to make some noise in the playoffs in their backup situations. Would they be interested in Cousins if a starter goes down? The Bills, Mitch Trubisky. The Ravens, Cooper Rush. The Bengals, Jake Browning. The Steelers, Mason Rudolph or Will Howard. That's even assuming Aaron Rodgers comes there. The Texans, Davis Mills. The Jaguars, Nick Mullins. The Broncos, if Bo Nix goes down, Jarrett Stidham. Taylor Heineke or Trey Lance for the Chargers. Joe Milton for the Cowboys. Tanner McKee, Kyle McCord, Dorian Thompson-Robinson for the Eagles. If Caleb Williams go down, it's Tyson Bagent's show. The Packers, if Jordan Love, Malik Willis, the 49ers now, Mac Jones is the guy. And there's a couple others I left off. But I think my point entirely here, Mike, was that if I feel like I've got a shot to make some noise in the playoffs, I can't be turning it over to Jarrett Stidham or Nick Mullins or Davis Mills. would that potentially be the opportunity for the Falcons to pounce?
Right, and that's where we're at. So, I mean, we've always joked around and laughed about, you know, our general manager saying, well, you know, we have budgeted for Cousins. I'm like, yeah, technically, yes. Because, yes, he's on the roster. How weird would it be? We've already covered that. I think most guys say, look, this is how Kirk handles his money, and we don't care if he lied back in the fall and lied again. Either way, about his health status, I don't think guys lose sleep over that. So, again, they can have him in the building. He's going to be a good teammate. Knowing fair and well he wants to get the heck out of Dodge, he's not going to be a backup. All right, but there's got to be a place to go. The only thing aside from all the scenarios Abe just played out about injuries is if for some reason Aaron Rodgers pulls an end around on the Steelers, goes to Minnesota, and then Pittsburgh comes coming, you know, cap in hand, looking for an upgraded quarterback.
Do you think we could sell Kirk Cousins on training for the flag football team in the 2028 LA Olympics?
Yeah, we learned a lot today in the program.
Retires on his own.
If you missed it, Steve Koonin said I was a master at baiting callers on the program. Mm-hmm. Abe also watches flag football that men play.
Yeah,
these are things that I didn't know. That all happened today. Hey, one thing we got to cover real quick, in addition to the conversation there about Brock Purdy, is what happened with Caleb Williams. A new book coming out on quarterbacks. And who? I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me. My screen just locked up. Seth Wickersham is writing the book. There's a story about a college quarterback, pro quarterbacks. Basically, it's about quarterbacks. But the story that is making the news to get the book sold is Caleb Williams' dad basically saying they were thinking long and hard, is there any way to basically avoid the NFL draft process to keep Caleb Williams out of Chicago and dealing with what they perceived as a dead end where quarterbacks go to die? Much like the Mannings wanted to get their Eli away from San Diego, John Elway's dad wanted to keep him out of Baltimore.
Yeah, this isn't necessarily a new thing that you may want to avoid the team that ultimately is going to pick you, and that's fine. And you could certainly understand why a quarterback might not want to go to Chicago. Certainly can understand why one wouldn't want to go to Cleveland. But at the same time here for me, they weighed the options privately and came to the realization like these would all be terrible ideas. All of these scenarios in which we force our way away from the Bears, be a undrafted free agent or this or that, they're all terrible ideas. They would cost you millions of dollars of guaranteed money, and they ultimately went with it. And that's what's so frustrating is, why are you saying this now? All it can do is kind of disrepair a relationship that didn't need it.
Yeah, because as I said, it's Chicago. It's a big city. So what are you talking? You're telling me that Williams' dad didn't want him coming to Chicago? This guy thinks he's too good for the Bears. I mean, these are conversations. I can hear my buddy Mike North having this conversation.
If he don't want to be here, then get him
so
out.
So let me get it straight. This guy who carries a purse and cries after the Trojans lose, paints his fingernails, doesn't want to play in Chicago? I mean, you're not helping yourself, because these conversations happen. You know, and that was part of the stuff, the pre-draft nonsense. Does he love football? I think he's going to be a lot better because they got a great coach in Ben Johnson. Mm-hmm. They should have fired Eberflus. If you're going to commit assets to a number one pick, they should have just had an offensive-minded quarterback. They wasted a year, basically. Jayden Daniels hit the ground running. We wasted a year with Michael Penix Jr. with Kirk Cousins, regardless of Kirk being the offensive player of the week twice. At the end of the day, we still wasted a year of Michael Penix development.
Yeah.
Commit to one or the other. That's what drives me crazy.
The other thing that's kind of bothersome for me with this Caleb Williams situation is it wasn't Caleb Williams with the quotes. It was his dad. And that bothers me a little bit, because now you're getting in your son's business. And you're a father. You have every right to. But you understand what I'm saying. At every step of the way, it's my belief a parent should be doing everything they can to further their children's career, right?
But again, helicopter dad.
But it's just a bad look.
But if they, like, yeah, they follow a kid following his coach out of the program to another program, that's not unprecedented. He followed Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma, and he certainly had a better next to last year. His last year, he kind of went back a little bit statistically.
Yeah.
I've always, but just for me, I look at the Pac-12 and I say, you can't score and win. I mean, like, he did put up great numbers in the Pac-12, but Jayden Daniels did it against the SEC. That's why Jayden Daniels was more ready for the NFL. Now, he also went to a better place. Dan Quinn, and they don't have all the weapons either. That's why I think they're going to get better this year. They've added Debo. They've added pieces. They've added Laramie Tunsil. So it's not like everyone, the Commanders are going to go backwards. That's why I don't buy that.
We might need to slow down that Pac-12 criticism. With our guy also got drafted off the Pac-12
yeah,
career.
True.
So let's take it easy.
But Penix can thread the needle. Penix can drop that ball right in there. And then it became the Big 12. Can't we say that Penix was in the Big 12? No, it was the Pac-12. Can't have your argument both ways, pal. You could try.
Oh, boy. I just find it so fascinating that in this.
But I'm not a fan of West Coast football, if I'm honest.
Goes back to the Graziani. Everyone who thinks that the Falcons should not have Kirk Cousins makes up some biased argument about how stubborn they are or how they're asking too much. I'm like, no, man, they're playing. They told you the whole time.
Right. But again, as we said, the step one, and Carl was on this back in January. You eat millions of dollars if you do it before June 1st. So they were never just going to drop him. And then we can debate. We already discovered the dynamic of him in the building. So be it. Then you get to what? Now, granted, what you're discussing, it's viable. But you're threading a needle.
It's smaller.
You know, you need somebody to. You need somebody to. You know, because again, that's the only way we get anything other than us having to eat 75% of that contract.
But maybe it's just me being stubborn and stupid. Now I'm using that word, but like I'm okay eating that contract and having him here versus dropping him for zero value. I'd like to wait it out and see if we can get value somewhere. If we do, great. And if we don't, then again. As long as his relationship with Penix is helping Penix out, then I'm good with it, man.
Right. Look, they created this monster because this guy came here thinking there was never going to be someone over his shoulder. That's why his reaction on draft night was like, what the flying blank just happened?
And that's
why he then lied about his physical status.
Yep.
Because he didn't want Penix coming in, and then he's going to lose the gig.
You got it.
If it was Gardner Minshew or Taylor Heineke, then he's fine. But it wasn't. It was a guy that they drafted in the first round. Hey, man, before we get out of here, got to update you on the PGA Championship. And that is brought to you by our buddies at the Georgia Hemp Company. New locations, by the way, in Kennesaw and over at Perimeter on Abernathy. Our buddy Joe Salami, who runs the Georgia Hemp Company, was listening. You can get coverage of the PGA Championship all weekend long right here on 92.9 The Game. Coverage also brought to you by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. PGA Championship, got to tell you, Johnny Vegas. Not Coach Johnny Vegas, but Jonathan Vegas, the golfer. He has a good round today, 1-under. He's 8-under. It is Mathieu Pavon. Yes, I've got to say it, Abe. From France, he is just 2 strokes back at 6-under. Matt Fitzpatrick, former U.S. Open winner at 6-under. Max Homa, 5-under. And then we get to the guys that you're pulling for. Scottie Scheffler at 4-under. He's got 4 holes left to go. He's 2-under for the day. We've also got Bryson DeChambeau at 3-under. And he was 3-under. He's finished for his round today, so he's in certainly striking distance. The cut is going to be 1-over. And right now, that means a lot of the live golf guys are going home. Right now, the defending champion, Xander Schauffele, is going home. The live golf guys, holy cow. Talk about a brutal day at the office. Dustin Johnson, 12-over for the PGA Championship. Brooks Koepka, 10-over. That's one of those guys, you know, we kind of throw him in now with Jordan Spieth. It's hard to see Brooks Koepka winning a major anytime soon. You know, physical issues, and now he's just not good.
Yeah, and I think there's partially because of the 3 rounds or 4 rounds and the level of competition stuff like that.
It doesn't jam up DeChambeau.
No. He's playing well. And like you mentioned, he's at 3-under. I think you got to be at 2-under.
Went to 2-under. Justin Thomas misses the cut.
Yeah. I think if you can get to 2-under by the end of the round today, be within 6 shots of the lead. Because we've seen guys go low. We've seen a couple 7-unders and 6-unders today. I think you have an opportunity to make some scores. Just be within striking distance.
2-over is the cut. So right now, Xander Schauffele is in. So he's making the cut. So they just change it up. And then Shane Lowry, he was upset today because his ball basically went click and literally looked like a sunny side egg. And they made him hit it. I mean, let these guys lift and replace. If you're a pro golfer and you hit the middle of the fairway, you shouldn't be punished. That's just my 2 cents worth.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And certainly the weather has wrecked a little bit of havoc. I was laughing, and you had already seen it, the snake that was crawling through the fairway.
Dude,
there.
When the hell did a Burmese python get up to a golf course in Charlotte? Water moccasin? It was a damn big snake.
I hope it wasn't, because they were right up next to it. I don't think it was venomous, but maybe it was.
Right.
It went right towards the ball, too, and then it just passed it. I thought maybe it was going to swallow it like it was an egg.
And that's an unplayable lie. On that note, let's get the heck out of Dodge and clear our throats.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for...
Let me clear my throat.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Hey, man, Chris Thomas is ready to rock and roll. Turtles coming up at 6. Thanks to Day-Day. Great week, man. Also, Dominator pushing the buttons in for Oren. And Abe, great week. We didn't kill each other, man. Good times.
No, it was fun. And look... There needs to be some home team heroics tonight in the NBA because the New York Knicks need, and I mean need, to close this thing out tonight against the Celtics. If it goes back to Boston, we're not going to be talking about Boston and the mismanagement. We're going to be talking about an epic collapse.
All my friends who are Knicks fans are expecting the collapse. They think it's going to be Jaylen Brown going off tonight. Supporting cast needs to step up, you know. That's the thing for them. We'll talk more about it on Monday when Carl's back from vacay. Have a great one. Clear your throat. Is that you clearing your throat?
I can also just tell you this. I love the pitching matchup tonight. Chris Sale, Garrett Crochet, two of the best in baseball.
Right on. Hey, man, Kirby says, I just want to be able to have freshmen come in and not make more than a senior. Good luck with that. Now, Miami just outbid. Miami just came up with more loot, and that's fine. And I get it. Kirby, like Nick Saban, uses his position as kind of a bully pulpit to say, look, here's where college football should be going. If you're trying to get that big star, sometimes you got to pay him more than somebody who's already playing for you, man. I just don't know how you can walk that tightrope and still be competitive for a national championship. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
instead of going out and hooking up, you'll be at home watching flag football on YouTube.
Gotta get you a girlfriend.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.